This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:42, and for today on Twitter, an interesting question. In a relationship, when is it the right time to talk about money?
Well, this comes from a tweet by a local Right, I want to say.
Right yet, I think.
Yes, that is what that is. Okay, by local right yet. And they tweeted, and I'm translating here, how should one ask about a man's salary or financial situation without seeming materialistic? Because that's an important thing to know, right? And so this has sparked an interesting and quite robust conversation on the importance of knowing one's romantic partner's financial status, but also, I think, in a larger sense, when it's okay to ask and when it's okay to broach that conversation.
Yeah. And I think that this comes with the weight which the original tweeter clearly felt of not wanting to be deemed materialistic, even though, I mean, honestly, money is actually a really important part of many relationships. I'm not saying it's what the basis of the relationship is, but what is it? Isn't it one of the number one or number two reasons why people get divorced? You know, it's a very big factor in terms of whether a relationship succeeds or not. Ergo, it makes sense to talk about. And that's something that has been reflected in the tweets as well in response to this. So Soraya says, this is an interesting question. To me, this is true for the case of serious couples looking to get married, not those casually dating. Salary, commitments are the factors that partners naturally share with one another when they're looking to build a life together. Actually, being materialistic means focusing more on appearance. So if you own expensive cars, watches and bags, now that's being materialistic.
So that's a great point, right? And as you said, Lynn, it's not just about how much money you make. I think this conversation also opens up what your financial attitude might be, what kind of person you are when it comes to spending money or saving money. And all of these things are important for a long-term relationship. We have this from Shah, who says, ask directly. If he hesitates to answer, it means his salary is low. If he tells you without asking, it means it's high.
I suppose there is that. Sure, there is that.
I like that he's equally dinging on both people, though.
Yes, that's true. And then we have, before we get to the funnier ones, we have, I think, some others that look at different ways of talking about it. So Zaza says, ask him about his future plans in 5-10 years professionally, where he would want to be, where he wants to reside after marriage, when he wants to perform Hajj. A real man will not hide these. Also, look at his car. A well-maintained, clean, nice-smelling car speaks volumes about a man.
Ooh, I like that. I think, yes, I mean, I suppose you can tell a lot about a person from how they keep their home or the car. We have Daya saying, if the guy is serious, he'll be upfront and tell you first. And even if you asked him first, he'd have his answers ready. Knowing your partner's financial situation is essential before committing further, both for men and women. It's better if they're willing to share about their family issues early on.
So I love this one because I think that I'm glad somebody brought up men and women, because actually women, perhaps not in Malaysia, but abroad and in this generation, are starting to out-earn men. And so there is an element of this question that is a little bit old-fashioned in some ways. This idea of, because the premise of asking who earns what or when I should ask assumes that one person is going to be the provider in some ways, when actually I think a lot of the time now you're entering into a financial partnership. I almost said equal, but it doesn't have to be equal. The point is that you're entering into a partnership in which finances, expenses, commitments may be shared. And these are things that you do, in fact, need to know. I think that that is very important. And on both segments, because while you might want to know how much someone earns, you might also want to ask how much debt they're in. Mm-hmm. And debt doesn't always have to mean, you know, it sounds kind of foreboding, but that's why everyone's mentioning commitments. Commitments are debts, you know, and that's just something that you need to know about as well.
I mean, a car loan is a debt until you pay it off.
That's the thing. There are also a number of, I suppose, more humorous messages that are coming through, which I quite enjoy.
Yaya says, pretend to be a financial planner, then convince him that you want to analyze his financial health. I wonder at which point in the relationship this begins. Do you do the long con? Do you introduce yourself as a financial planner from the beginning? Or do you suddenly say 6 months in, by the way, I'm also a financial planner?
Just, it's a side hustle. You could do it as a side hustle. There are so many ways you could play this. Mean says, ask him, has LHDN ever sent an email wishing him happy birthday? these emails are the bane of my life. Just the number. I'm like,
you know what hurts is that they usually come in at midnight. They're literally the first people to wish you happy birthday. And I'm like, I don't need this in my life.
The first people to wish you happy birthday. The first people to give you a small heart attack when you think, did I do something wrong this year? What happened? So, yes, all of which to say, this original tweet about how to ask about a man's salary or financial situation without seeming materialistic has really opened up the conversation. Sharmila, do you have a preference for when you want to not ask this question, but talk about money in general?
I think, okay, I actually have a pretty easy bar from the time when we're ready to start planning holidays together. Because you're going to have to spend, you're going to have to figure out who pays for what and how that's going to work. So I think if you're ready to do that, you're ready to also talk about what you can afford.
Interesting. So I agree with everybody who has said that it's usually at the point where things are getting serious. I think that that is the most rational spot at which to really have the all cards on the table kind of conversation. But I actually find it quite liberating to be able to talk about money in the setting of a relationship, because I think it helps a lot. It also avoids a number of misunderstandings. The holiday one is a good example. You know, you don't want to have a situation where one party thinks, oh, you just don't want to go on holiday, versus the other person not being able to say, well, actually, I can't afford it right this second. And so, yeah, I think I like having it as early as possible at the, you know, when you start to think, okay, maybe things are getting serious. And I really have found it very liberating.
Even when you decide where you want to eat for a nice meal, the standard of what's a nice meal can vary depending on what people make. And so I do think that being embarrassed to discuss this is actually quite detrimental. It also indicates that perhaps the relationship is not as strong as you might want it to be.
Because the conversations will only get more serious, right, as time goes on. So yes, holiday and nice meal is actually quite a good entry point. Let us know, when do you think is the right time to talk about money in a relationship? When have you? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for your messages. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:50 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we've been talking about a number of things on today on Twitter. The question of when it is to talk about money when you're in a relationship. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us, those numbers, 7733-2900 to call, 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So on the subject of money, we are getting a number of messages.
So Stephen says, you must talk about money before marriage, but optimally after the honeymoon period, which is 3 to 6 months after the relationship starts. By then, you should be able to see the spending pattern of both and knowing each other's financial commitments and so on. If it's not suitable, break it up early.
I think interesting to bring up the honeymoon period because actually, you know, Sharmila, going back to what you were saying earlier about the trips and the food, you might be more willing to spend. Everyone knows that getting into a relationship can be expensive on both sides. And a big part of that is because at the beginning, you're like, let's go everywhere.
Sounds great.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think that reconfiguring that actually after the bloom has gone off the rose a little bit is maybe a better time.
I think so. And I agree that, you know, seeing the spending pattern is actually an interesting one, because I know that people have different priorities. People think that certain things are worth spending on and others are not. Long term, those things that don't seem like a big issue at the start can actually become really big issues. We have Shamil saying, I think it'd be better to show his secrets report. You'll know how responsible he is financially if he has a good score. Bad score means he's horrible in managing his money. What's the point of having a big salary if he's bad at spending it?
Shamil, you're so intense. The secrets report. I mean, while we're talking about when is the right time to even bring up the how much do you make money, how much do you make question, I don't know when we get to the secrets question.
You know what? In this age of dating apps, I say just put it on your profile. I mean, cut the time out, make things easier.
On a more serious note, though, I do think that there is a lot of value in talking about how one spends their money and how it is that they think about it. So that's a really good point. We also have Let's see. Aslan, who says, my first holiday together was like Amazing Race. That was the moment when you see the other half's character, how to spend money, whom you want to buy keychains and souvenirs for, my mother, her mother.
Oh, the keychains and souvenirs. You know what's the worst is when you have different ideas of what a souvenir means. If like one person thinks it's a keychain and the other, it's like it's a gold bar.
It's a sculpture.
Yeah.
There are all
gold
these things.
Gold bar, because that's clearly what people buy.
We have Siemens, who says, oh, so we should submit 3 months payslip, 6 months bank statements, CTOS, CCRIS credit reports, and a background check before deciding to take the relationship further? How romantic.
You know what's not romantic, though? Being in a relationship and then realizing that you both have wildly differing ideas on how to manage money.
Yeah, so I think that, Siemens, I mean, I totally hear you on this front. I think that it does sound very cold, and that's one of the things that keeps people from talking about it, actually. But I do think that it shouldn't keep you necessarily from being with somebody, but I think it's important to know what kinds of adjustments you have to make or what you are willing to make or how it all works, because it's definitely not a no. It's more of a, okay, the more information you have about a person, the better.
I also think that your intention for asking is important, because this question and even that original tweet where they were so careful to point out, I'm not being materialistic, it can slide so easily into sounding like that. Oh, I want to know how much you make because I want to know what kind of life you can give me. But that's not really it, is it? It's actually more worthwhile to have a conversation about what your life together with this person is going to be like.
We have Alvin, who says, be ready to share how much you earn in return for asking this. Gender equality. But if you're in a long-term relationship, you'll know it one way or the other. No need to ask upfront.
I agree about the gender equality. I don't think this is a question you only ask one gender, not others. But in terms of the long-term relationship, I feel like even more so with a long-term relationship, you'd want to know upfront, right? Before taking that leap into it.
I think, again, because we're getting messages now about that use words like upfront and how romantic, I think I just want to recalibrate. This is why we're asking when you ask. I don't think anybody is saying that you screen people, you know, heaven forbid, according to how much they earn. That's certainly not what anybody's advocating. I think all that this is suggesting is, when things get serious, is money an important conversation to have? And I would argue that it is. But when it is that you think it's serious and you need to have that conversation, your mileage is going to vary.
Maggie says, I'd ask how much he earns when he pops the question.
Ah, you see, everybody is so invested in these high-stakes situations. We're getting a lot of very, very, I want to say dramatic messages.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think the less dramatic you make this conversation, the more effective it'll be.
We have this lovely message from Huey who says, in my case, it started earlier before getting into marriage when seeing her struggling in financial problems. It happened in the third year out of a 14-year relationship. Honesty is part of the growth.
Oh, I like that. I like the idea of working through that together and it becoming a way that you get to know each other better. Jason says, romance blinds people to making sensible decisions in relationships.
Hence the moving away from the honeymoon period point that was raised earlier. And then Liv says, I think you generally discuss values. A conversation like that is all-encompassing. If someone is uncomfortable about the things you believe in, you discuss it.
Oh, I like that. I like financial choices and literacy as being grouped under values. Because I think absolutely you have to have shared values.
So again, I go back to the initial tweet and how it had the caveat of, I hope I don't sound materialistic. Mm. And how there was a response that said, well, it only seems materialistic if you are focused and entirely on things, on the things that money can buy you. But actually, Liv, you're absolutely right in the sense that money really is more about values. It's where you want to put your attention, your time. It's what you actually value and want to spend on. And that's a conversation worth having, I think.
I completely agree.
Taihi says, start a conversation on how you're going to handle household expenses. Another very good practical tip. Keep those thoughts coming. When do you think is the right time to talk about money? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.